A child came into my practice about 2 months ago with amblyopia. I knew that she would benefit from occlusion therapy. Now, I've never done it before, but I was really interested in patching at uni, so I thought I'd have a go. After 6 weeks, there was no change, so I sent her to see an ophthalmologist. Not the outcome I wanted, but you'll never learn if you never try, right?
To answer that and explain the potential consequences of failing to appropriately refer in this situation, let's go back over to Jeff.
So let's start with our legal obligations as far as referral are concerned, and these are laid down by the GOC in a specific set of rules. The rules refer to a person suffering from an injury or disease of the eye, and by that the GOC include anatomical and congenital abnormalities as well as pathology. So anybody suffering from an injury or disease of the eye should be referred, they say, to a registered medical practitioner or a person other than a registered medical practitioner who has the appropriate qualifications or expertise to provide medical or clinical treatment for that injury or disease. Referring a patient means that you are transferring responsibility for the care of that person to whoever you are referring to. And for that reason, if you are referring a patient, you need to make sure it's clear from any communications that you make that that is what you are doing rather than sending information. Appropriate communications may depend on the circumstances. Ideally, I think, if you are able to refer directly to the appropriate person or to a hospital eye department or other secondary care facility, that is best. For certainly routine referrals, I think most of us probably would still refer a patient via their GP, but the more complicated the referral pathway, the more opportunity there is for something to go wrong. If you're communicating in writing in some way using the standard GOS 18 form, whether it's faxed to a safe haven or not, whether you are able to use a secure email such as NHS Mail or not, will depend on local circumstances. You must make a decision on what you feel is appropriate, depending on the specific needs of the patient. GPs still act as gatekeepers in the NHS system. They are the people who hold all of the information about the care that the patient is receiving, and it's important that they have that information. Also, just as a matter of courtesy, it will be good to send it.
Thank you, Jeff. With the legal issues clarified, we met Simon Frankovitz, optometrist and orthoptist, and ran our case study by him to hear what he had to say.
You must have up-to-date knowledge and skills, and you must refer children whom you're not confident managing yourself. My personal feeling is that, like many other areas of our profession, it's important to understand the potential effects of giving treatment or not giving treatment of a particular type. So if one were to choose not to refer a patient with amblyopia into the eye clinic, then it's essential to understand the implications of this. Firstly, if they're not treated, there is a risk that amblyopia can become deeply entrenched if it's not managed at all. Alternatively, if patching is given, then there is a risk that there may be complications as a result of this, either through intractable diplopia, if it's given to somebody whose suppression is undone and they don't have the potential to fuse the images, or alternatively, occlusion amblyopia, whereby very young children can have amblyopia caused by the act of wearing a patch. There have been cases of optometrists being suspended through failing to refer, so I think it's important to be able to justify why you have not referred somebody if that's what you choose to do. As to how to decide whether you should treat such patients yourself in practice, much of this will depend on your level of competence. So if you have a diploma or a degree in orthoptics, then I would say it's quite legitimate to manage such patients yourself. I think it's important to consider how the treatment is funded, and if amblyopia therapy is available free of charge through the NHS in a hospital eye clinic, it's important to offer it if you're not going to do it free of charge in your practice. I think credence should be given to local protocols as well, if they exist in your area. Here in South Somerset, there are no specific protocols on referring patients into the eye clinic. However, I have a good working relationship with the orthoptists in the local eye department, and I would always urge everybody to pick up the phone and speak to the orthoptist if you're ever in need of guidance. In my experience, causes of inappropriate referrals are many, and they can range from not having an age-related or an age-appropriate visual acuity test for the child, or perhaps not being confident enough using that test, so not being able to interpret the results properly. Children not being particularly cooperative is a perennial problem, But again, this is something that naturally takes time for them to get to understand what is expected of them. The largest cause in our local eye clinic of inappropriate referrals, however, tends to be the failure of practitioners to undertake cyclopedic refraction. A large percentage of amblyopia is eradicated by purely wearing a spectacle correction after it's been adapted between 3 and 4 months. So I would always urge every practitioner to make sure that they've done this first. Also, if you are referring patients into the eye clinic, please always try and give as much information as possible in your referral, including the type of visual acuity test and the method used to identify the refractive error. Always ask for feedback from your referrals, because this is the only way to really do better in the future. Whatever happens though, don't just have a go. Always ensure that you fully understand the risks of occlusion therapy and other types of amblyopia treatment, and ensure that you can justify the course of your action. As to how this case should have been handled, well, without knowing all the details about their age, vision, refractive error, it's somewhat hard to say. But as has been mentioned already, I would always urge people to give the full spectacle correction first, reviewing them 3 to 4 months later. And if there's any doubt about the presence of amblyopia, refer them into the eye clinic for patching treatment.
So we've heard the decision to refer is subjective and can differ between practitioners, even when presented with the same case. And so the advice here is to know your limitations and get advice on how to learn more.